Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, it is Topical Tuesday, November 24th, 2020. Steve Cypress here, and I am not wearing my usual typical stupid ugly red Hawaiian shirt outfit because I'm about to host an event that'll be seen by thousands of entrepreneurs worldwide, so got to put on the uniform. And so, Topical Tuesday in the news, apparently, is Biden and his team of swamp-dwelling, corrupt, anti-business people, anti-small business people, about ready to take over in Washington, D.C. if Trump can't get his act together with his lawyers to prove even one quarter of all the cheating and fraud that went on and all the nonsense in the election, looks like he'll be moving back into personal Trump world. And that'll leave us, from the likes of the swamp-dwelling, anti-American, high-tax, high-regulation characters that Biden's going to put around him. Who'd you think he was going to surround himself with? Some young, upcoming people? I don't think he knows anybody under the age of 70. And so what'll that mean? That'll mean that, get ready for four more years of what we just went through with 8 years of the Obama. While Biden was hanging around there, at least, probably not involved in any of the decisions, of course, but that really weak economy that always seemed like the recession was still on for 8 years until Trump came in. And, you know, nothing personal, but he pretty much had the easiest job in the world to get the economy going. All he had to do was undo everything Obama did, which he did pretty quickly and got it going. But now you got this demented Biden guy. Whoever's handling and running him and telling him what to do, which is probably Obama, has got him believing he's undo what Trump did, which means that it'll set things back to where they were before. High taxes, high regulation is not exactly a recipe for success for individuals and small business owners. It's definitely success for big government and big business, which are the enemies of regular people and small business owners. So here's the deal. If you are simply a business owner, and I don't mean that in a bad way, I mean it's much better than being working for one of us, but you just have one business and you're looking to just run it the way you run it, you might be in for some trouble. A little bit of tough times like we've been going through since the great shutdown started in March about 8 months ago now. Business owners still stubbornly clinging to, oh, please let me open up and run things just the same, are all suffering. And then just when they're suffering, a lot of them getting shut down again, and it's a lot of misery. But sharp entrepreneurs know that the last 9 months has been a time of unbridled, fantastic, tremendous opportunity. The old buy low, sell high. Well, when has the economy overall been lower in our lifetime than for the past few months? It was way, 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 way down there, coming back a little bit, but there's still like 20 million unemployed and businesses dropping like flies. So when you hear this one, for example, oh, a lot of these businesses that are shut down are never coming back. Yeah, they are never coming back, but businesses are coming in their place, right? So as you drive down the street in any town in America that's run by an anti-Trump governor that shut everything down, you see restaurants, for instance, that are shut down, and yeah, a bunch of them are never coming back. But a sharp entrepreneur is driving by that space like I did the other day, drove by a Golden Corral around here. I'm like, that thing shut down almost immediately when this pandemic hit, because already it's kind of creepy to be getting your food out in the open with strangers sneezing all over it and whatever. Nobody wants a buffet now, so that thing is closed. But a sharp entrepreneur is going to come by and say, look, what a great location, and an already pretty much done for you, all built space to put in a restaurant. Let's put in a whatever, and in will come a new restaurant, because the current owner, who's been shut down for months and now is way behind on the bills and the rent and whatever, like, can't come back. No way. Somebody new comes in, calls up, the landlord, the owner of the property, and says, look, I know you haven't gotten any rent for months, and you're not likely for the next few months while things remain shut down, so I'll make you a sweetheart deal, and I'll give you this much, and give me this lease and whatever, and when things get opened up again, we'll open up, and things like that. And that's just one example. But that's what sharp entrepreneurs are doing right now. We're buying low. So we're buying businesses, we're buying leads, we're buying customers. We're out-competing the old dogs that are doing things the old slow way or just wishing things return to normal and all that kind of stuff. And a tepid Biden, high-tax, high-regulation economy is only going to add to that misery for business owners, which means more opportunity for you if you're a sharp entrepreneur. So I like to be a cheerleader. And I like especially all business owners and all people, I wish for the best. However, if I'm really going to be self-serving, I would say that it's a good thing that a crappy economy is headed our way, because that is the time of opportunity for people looking for opportunity, for sharp entrepreneurs. So while you're not enjoying the misery that's going on and not being able to see relatives or travel or do things or go to games or events or movies or whatever like you want to do, and watching people looking ridiculous wearing masks all over the place, even though I'm pretty sure if they have any intelligence, they know that the science proves those masks don't do anything to stop this virus. But I get they do their virtual signaling and feel good. But, while none of that stuff is fun, and not getting to see people and have parties and events and holidays like they're normally supposed to be. But business-wise, opportunity-wise, you're looking for opportunities. They're out there all over the place. So open your eyes, start thinking out of the box, and look for what could I do to make something out of that misery. And then you're going to have a fantastic time over the next 4 years of general economic malaise. And on that happy note, that'll do it for Topical Tuesday. If you want help with this, as always, go to helpfromsteve.com. We'll get on the phone and we'll talk a little bit. Can't stay all day, but I'll help set you in the right direction and point you towards some resources if that can help you too. That'll do it for Topical Tuesday. Oh, Jared Dog is here. Great seeing you. And anybody else that's here live, watch it on the replay, and I'll be back tomorrow on World Wide Web Wednesday. Catch you then. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making.